great.
So here we go.
Okay.
What products do you take on a daily basis when you're not feeling a cold or something come down?
Great. Well, right in front of me as we speak here, I still have about half of my morning superfood drink. So one of the things that I do is I always start my morning off with superfood. You know, I'm as selfish as the next person. So a lot or the majority of the herbal formulas that I've developed in the years of my clinic,
right,
I really developed for me. And one of the things that I had done since I started getting healthy is blend all sorts of things together in my morning blender drink, so I could try to get a lot of nutrition in, because early on I discovered that vitamins and mineral pills really weren't working
right
for me. They weren't helping me, they weren't helping most of the people I knew, they weren't helping my patients in the clinic. And then secondly, to add to that, I had a lot of patients in my clinic that were very, very ill and could not absorb vitamin and mineral pills.
Okay.
Mostly people with different types of cancer, where their absorption was almost down to nothing and they were anemic. So I needed things to find, you know, nutrients that they could absorb, and that was another reason I helped add and change and develop the superfood. So superfood is my everyday, every morning routine. The old Dr. Christopher used to believe to take a break,
right?
Like do things for 6 days and take a seventh off. I find that I, on my seventh day, if I'm feeling well, I don't do much of anything except, you know, go for a nice walk, a swim in the ocean, and just, you know, fast from everything.
Okay.
But 6 days a week, superfood's my breakfast. Other than that, I kind of look at how I'm feeling. When I'm doing a lot of work, my brain tonic.
Mm-hmm.
I take a lot of my brain tonic when I'm doing a lot of writing, speaking, that type of thing.
Do you hold it under your tongue or do you swallow it right down?
I'm kind of a swisher.
Okay.
You know, I like to swish things around. Often if I'm not into, you know, because most all of my tonics have some content of alcohol in them.
Right.
I use organic grain alcohol. And so if I want, I'll put a little water in my mouth and then just hold it in my mouth as I squirt the dropper.
Okay.
Because I'm kind of a right out of the bottle guy, for
right,
sure. And so I like my brain tonic. Once a month, I always do an echinacea super tonic routine.
Okay.
Where I take a whole bottle of echinacea and super tonic in about 2 days. I just throw a whole bottle of echinacea in a water bottle, like the whole 2 ounces, and about a half a bottle of super tonic, and over a day or two consume that whole liter of water.
No, I like that.
And I find that, like most of my patients, I'm a busy guy. And if I have to sit down and dose myself 5 times a day out of a bottle or mix something, that may not happen. So, but I always have a big liter of a bottle of water wherever I'm going, or when I'm speaking or whatever. So I find that often what I do is put my day's worth of herbal tonics in that bottle of water, whether it's the brain tonic or the echinacea and super tonic, whatever. Often I take my heart tonic, because even though my heart is great and strong and healed, I'm definitely genetically a heart type.
Right.
So I take my heart tonic probably every other week. And then I can put it all in my jug and then dose myself just by drinking this bottle of water. And at the end of the day, my bottle of water is empty, and I've gotten all my herbal medication.
Okay.
I do my bowel cleansing about every 3 months, definitely like clockwork. My intestinal formula number one, intestinal formula number two program. And the digestive tonic. I'm a digestive type, and so I love my digestive tonic. And, you know, again, as I'm talking, some people might think, he's selling product. I'm not selling product.
Because you say go make it yourself, then.
That's right. That's right. And I'll tell you how. I'll even send you some for free.
Right. Okay.
So I love my digestive tonic, and I find that often because I travel a lot, whether I'm in the back of a van or on a 747 going the polar route to Europe, things can get wild and bumpy and crazy and spinning, and it has so many uses, but one of them, of course, is motion sickness. Another one is when you're eating stranger food than you're used to. and keeping my digestion clean and clear.